Welcome back to Anything Goes. I'm your 5-Wing-4 host, Madison.
And I'm your 9-Wing-1 host, Kaden.
This is a podcast about the Enneagram. Before we jump into today's episode, just some announcements. We still have an X/Twitter account. It's at Anything Goes. You can also email us at anythinggoes@gmail.com. So please feel free to message us with any questions or insights you have. We love to hear from you guys. Keep us posted about your life. Are there any things you'd like to say in the intro?
Do you have any cult updates? It's been a while since we've done a cult update.
It has been a while. I haven't finished the book.
I haven't either.
And it's not very culty, to be perfectly honest.
I mean, reads like a normal Enneagram book, which maybe says more about the Enneagram community as a whole than it does about the cult. But
yeah, they send out monthly updates, and the weirdest thing is they just try and get you to go to like what are those called? Where you like go retreats?
Yeah, the extravagant $1,000 retreats.
Where you like can't use your technology and There was one, someone posted about it on social media, and apparently they'll give you, like, shrooms and stuff. I can't confirm that. That was a social media post.
That would be an expensive shroom trip, though.
Yeah. Maybe someday we'll be able to afford that. I don't know. I still can't buy the book, The 9 Constituents, because I'm not a high enough level member. I don't even know. I don't think I will ever be a high enough level member because I think you have to go to so many retreats
you have to build.
Yeah.
Do networking first.
Yeah. So, that might take me a while to get that book. I need to finish this book so we can do an episode on it, which it's been a long time coming. I've just been incredibly busy. We've both been busy.
Yeah.
Our goal
maybe
was
my
like,
schedule will lighten up.
Yeah, I think the new year we'll have lighter schedules.
I think next summer I will have a short period of time of a few months, and then I will get busy again.
But yeah, so let us know if you have any questions, anything you want to see. Hopefully eventually we can pick a day and pre-record some of these and maybe get you guys 2 episodes a month. That hasn't happened yet, but you know. Do you remember those days when we were actually able to produce 2 episodes a month?
Yeah, I had free time those days.
Yeah, I think that was COVID.
It might have been COVID.
Yeah.
I might have been working from home at that point. I don't remember.
Yeah. All right. So you guys ready to jump into the episode? All right. All right. So today we're talking about 2-Wing-3s. We talked about 2-Wing-1s last episode. So if you're jumping in, you might want to go back for a recap over there. So starting off with just the base difference. Overall, 2s have a base desire of being unloved, or they want to be loved, and their base fear is that they are unlovable. So the wings add kind of like a flavor or a new taste to that, okay? So now we're talking about the 2-Wing-3. And this is a little bit more common. 2-Wing-3s are a little bit more common, and they're kind of hard to tell apart from a 3-Wing-2. Mainly because the 2 and the 3 desires are very close. So 2 is that their fear is that they're unlovable. 3 is that their fear is that they're unworthy. Right? So when you get a 2-Wing-3, what that does is it's, I am unlovable because I'm not worthy. Does that make sense? So, and your base difference between, like, so 2-Wing-3 is, I am unlovable because I'm not worthy. And so their whole perception revolves around their partners, the people around them, like their friends and stuff, and wanting to get their admiration so that they can feel love. Whereas a 3-Wing-2 just doesn't feel worthy. And so they seek validation from their partners and friends to make themselves feel worthy. They're not trying to seek worthiness for love. They're trying to seek worthiness. They're trying to seek love from people to prove that they're worthy. Whereas the two wants to be loved, and so they'll do things to be worthy of that love. Does that make sense?
Sort of. The end goal is different, and therefore the tool is different, but it's the same thing, you know, and the same things that are in the part of the equation. It's just like what the equals is
Yeah.
different.
So very close, very similar. Can be kind of hard to distinguish, and can be mistyped, especially when it comes to like gender norms. Because a three with a two wing that might want to be the perfect housewife and hostess because of gender norms might mistake themselves as a two because of that. So, very easy to mistype yourself, especially if you are a woman on that two wing three, three wing two line. Oh, speaking of which, the name of this type is the host slash hostess. Yes. Okay.
Seems fitting.
All right. So, that's our major differences. Let's go into just character traits of a two wing three. So, a two wing three. They're a little bit bigger on the like giving to get kind of thing that we see in twos of like, I'm gonna give you love or I'm gonna give you this in order to get. So, like, I'm gonna throw you a big party, a big birthday party, and I'm gonna bake you a cake so that you will love me. It's a lot more superficial because it's more centered around looks and perception and like earning love. Sometimes through material or like service.
They're still making assumptions in that, but it's less about like the assumptions of what is good and right, and more about the assumptions of how other people will react then.
Yes. A two wing one is doing it more because they want to be a good partner and they're like, this is good to do to be a good partner and like it's a lot more genuine, whereas a two-wing three is like it's a lot more transactional.
Predicated on how I think you should respond to this.
Yes. And because of that, they can, if you're not responding the way that you want and giving them what you want, they can become cold or honestly flip the switch into like hating you.
Because they feel unvalued.
Yes, they feel undervalued. And they have a harder time with feeling undervalued because of that three wing. A two wing one might feel undervalued, but they might be like, okay, what am I doing wrong? What's wrong with me as a person? Instead of like, what value is bringing, like what value is being brought here, you know? Two wing threes tend to repress their emotions more than their two wing one counterpart, and that's part of the image drivenness of them. Because they want to, above all, be seen as someone who is lovable instead of not necessarily being lovable. It's a lot more image driven. And speaking of which, a two wing three is a double shame type. So two is shame and three is shame. And also what a two goes to four in growth. So that's a shame. And then they're only getting body when they go to stress, when they go to eight. And they get a little bit in the wings. They get a little bit of body from the six and the nine from the three wing integration and disintegration, but it's farther removed because it's through the wing. So they really are not getting much head and they're really not getting much body in that. It's a lot more heart, a lot more shame and ego. Whereas the two wing one, it's a lot more balanced because with the one, you're getting a body type and an anger type. So it's shame and body with the two wing one versus double shame with that two wing three. So there's a lot more ego, a lot more image driven things. Yeah.
I wonder too if as we're talking about centers here, the three being the center of the heart, being also the most detached from that, if that induces the two, which is already in that triad, to maybe it might make it a little bit harder, maybe for them to like get in touch with that part of themselves,
Yeah.
because when you get in that 369 triad, folks tend to have more difficulty coming to terms with their center in the body, heart, mind sense.
I definitely think that's probably true in the 2-wing 3 case. Because most of the twos don't even realize that they're, giving to get or transactional or sometimes a little shallow, I guess. It's a lot more surface level stuff going on. But yeah, let's see, what else did I have in my notes? They are very big into seeking acceptance and accomplishment so that they can have, so that they can fill that ego need, because they fear that they are. So, like a 2-wing 3 fears that they are unlovable because they have no value, whereas a 2-wing 1 fears that they're unlovable because they're not good. Yeah. That's all I had for like the traits and stuff.
Yeah, that's
Not a great big distinction between 2-wing 1 and 2-wing 3, but enough to talk about. So, are you ready for some weaknesses?
I am ready.
So for weaknesses, twos can be very, 2-wing 3s can be very competitive and obsessive, especially sometimes when it comes to partners. There's a little bit of like, I can get this person, I can keep a man, I can, you know what I mean? And they can become obsessive, especially over people who potentially reject them at first, until that switch flips. And even then, you're still kind of obsession. It's kind of the like, I'm going to get that revenge body and I'm going to show them what they're missing. And sometimes they even like getting that rejection and getting that hurt. Sometimes they can even find their value in that, weirdly enough, because then they'll be like, you know what? I am fucking good enough. And now I'm going to show you what you're missing. So there's that. And sometimes that's not a weakness. But before the, well, I, it's more the obsession that's the weakness. Like not being able to let that breakup go and be like, I know I have my value. They have to go out and like prove it, you know?
It's still predicated on other people, and that can be a weakness if it's like holding you back from just
Yeah.
relaxing and being yourself.
Weakness number two, just like all other twos, they have a hard time acknowledging their own needs, but it goes a little farther than the 2-wing 1.
Because they don't want to admit
Yeah, they don't want to admit,
socially.
yeah, because they don't want to admit that they're weak or that there's something wrong with them. Then I have, they're very touchy about criticism. They can take it personally, but also when they're like really stressed, they criticize others and themselves harshly. So, yeah. And this is the last one that I had that I found was really interesting. And this is a quote: "They are constantly sowing deep and intimate bonds. They, oh, that's supposed to say they cannot rely on." So
Yeah,
at a,
I
sorry.
read that and I was like, that sounds great. They can
Yeah.
rely on people. They can't
So
rely on people.
yeah, in lower levels of health, they will sow bonds with people that they can't rely on because of like self-fulfilling prophecy, like I'm not worthy. But this person's deigning to see my existence, so I'll work hard to keep them. That kind of thing.
Right. They don't realize the imposition that they're putting on other people by making them constantly reaffirm their value
Yeah.
instead of finding that value within themselves.
Yes. So they can have a really hard time with choosing toxic partners in lower health. At obviously the higher levels of health, they have more of a sense of their worth, better able to communicate and stuff like that, and they won't rely as heavily on those people. But a narcissist can sniff it out, and yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're saying that in low levels of health, they can be vulnerable to unhealthy relationships because
Yeah.
it's giving them the surface level attention that they want, but not the deeper relationship that they need.
Except that they'll give wholly to it.
Yeah.
They'll give intimately, whereas the other person is kind of like they're not going to give as intimately, and they can use it toxically. Yeah.
Because they're seeing the surface level signs as indications of this deeper thing, because for them, the surface level is indication of the deeper. Because that's their whole thing there.
So you're two
Got
wing
it.
three, be careful about that.
Yeah.
Is he Prince Charming? Probably not. He's
Look
probably
out for
not.
the red flags.
Yes. All right, now strengths.
Yeah. I put a couple down. A cursory search, one thing that came through pretty strong is that they will enjoy like leading and mentoring people, and you're talking about developing those relationships. And then it works really well in a workplace where your relationships are inherently a little bit more surface level. Like they can be really great in a leadership position because of that development of other people into their own strengths. They're very adaptable. Like the social intuition that comes from that doubling down on the heart center, and the willingness to overcome because of that three drive. Those were the two things that for me came through pretty strongly.
I have that they're pretty optimistic. Tend to think on the brighter side. I think that also comes down to oh God, what triad is that? Positive outlook?
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah, that's a throwback. Hold on.
That's a throwback. I forget which that one is. It's positive outlook. It's oh, is it? No, I'm competency. There's positive outlook, emotional realism. It's the how you
I'm
solve
definitely a
problems.
positive outlook. It's
Yeah.
me, it's sevens, and I don't think it's threes, though. I think it's another
But it's
one.
twos. Twos are positive outlook.
Twos are, I think it is. I think it's 972.
Yeah, they're positive
Is the
outlook.
positive outlook.
And then with the three, you get emotional realism. Or no, you
Yeah.
get competent. Sorry, you get competency.
3-6, 3-5. Oh. What's the competency triad? Maybe sevens are in the competency
Three, five,
triad. Hold
one.
on.
It was 3-5-1.
3-5-1 competency.
Yes, because emotional
7-2-9
yeah.
positive outlook.
Emotional
And
realism was
then
8-4-6. 8-4-6.
no.
Yeah, 8-4-6, because my sister is a emotional realism.
Emotional realist.
Yes.
Sixes. Fives are the competencies with the ones and the threes. Got it. Yeah.
Yes. So it's
Okay. That
a
makes sense in my brain.
Yeah, with two wing three, it's positive outlook meets competency. So they have this like optimistic worldview, and they're able to like put that into motion, you know? And then the last one I had was they're really good at communicating. Really good communicators. All right. Then are you ready to move on? The last thing I have is examples. And I have a contentious, a little bit of a contentious example. No one can really agree on this one, but I am going to die on this hill. Okay.
I'm ready to be sold.
I say Elle Woods from Legally Blonde is a two wing three. People tend to think that she's either a seven or a three, but I highly disagree.
I don't think she's a seven.
She was
I've met sevens.
way,
She's not a seven.
yeah, she was way too into the social aspects to be a three. Okay. See, so the thing is, if you watch the story, like, yes, she's ambitious. Yes, she can go out and get it. But the only reason she became a lawyer was to prove to what's his name? Oh, I forgot his name.
Oh, it's stupid. It's like a
It's
rich
Warren.
Warren. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
Warner.
like such
Warner.
a
It's
rich
Warner.
fuckboy name.
Yes. She wanted to prove to Warner that she had value and that that's why he should love her. She had no interest in being a lawyer until someone was like, oh, he's probably wanting like a lawyer to look the part.
Okay. If she were a seven, she would have left Warner. If she were a three, she would have already been going to law school.
Yes. Elle only went to law school to prove her value to Warner. Okay? It had nothing to do with her fulfilling her own sense of value. And then when she finally realizes that Warner is a scumbag, it flips to that obsession. I'm going to prove to him, I'm going to work twice as hard to prove to him what he's missing. Okay?
I think that's a perfect example, really, because it shows, you know, we were talking about earlier, they can give their all to a relationship and then get sucked in by someone who is just giving them surface level.
Yeah.
And then they have that streak where they can get, you know, vindictive.
Like she literally fucking stole his spot with that one professor dude. Like she fucking ruined his life because he didn't love her. And
But
that's
also,
like,
great at teamwork and very competent.
Competent, and she's got the like the other thing for me that stood out is like when she's going to her like guidance counselor and is saying, okay, I want to go to law school. And the guidance counselor is like, well, you have to have this, and you have to have this, and you have to have this. She's like, done. Done. I can do it. Whereas I think a three might be like, okay, I need to do this for me. I got to prove to myself. Oh, maybe I'm worried about this test, you know? I think threes tend to have imposter syndrome a little bit more, especially three women. So I think a three, while they would do it and they'd buckle down and be hard, I think they'd be a little intimidated by that. They'd be intimidated by the, oh God, I have to prove my worth now. Okay, can I do it? Can I do it? Whereas she's like, done. I can do it because I'm worthy of Warner's love. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna be the perfect girl from him. So I disagree with all the people who think she's a three wing two and a seven. Elle Woods is a two wing three. And this is also why it can be really hard to type three wing two and two wing three and find that distinction. But I'm gonna die on that hill. Let us know what
I
you
think,
think. Give us your
yeah.
arguments. But I'm like positive Elle Woods is a healthy two wing three.
I like that. I'm buying it.
Yeah. All right, that's all I got.
Yeah, sounds good.
Right, so remember, you can X slash tweet us at anything goes, and you
Is
can
that
email us.
the verb of it? X
I don't.
us?
He never explained anything. He was just like, it's X now. It's X. So I don't fucking
Excess.
know. No, everybody's still saying like tweeting. So
Yeah.
whatever. He's just a dumb fuck.
Email us, preferably.
Email us anythinggoes@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, see you on the next
Bye.
one. Bye.